sir. Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir? Can you hear me, sir?
I know you can't.
He's down here, and I said, there's the little stash above
the he needs to hang up the phone, and we come back.
It's showing that we're not.
No, that Neil, when that's on there?
That's us.
Okay. Hello, can you hear us now, sir? Thank you. You got that one right. You get the start. That was us.
I just don't know.
That was it. Good morning, sir. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir.
And before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Michael Groves.
Okay, who has
Mr. Groves is mine.
Okay. With the Honorable Mr. Neal, we will serve as your lead and conduct your hearing, sir.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, good morning, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of...
Hold on, I can't hear the words you're saying.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
It helps to turn on the switch. Okay, let's start over. Go ahead and state your complete name and ADC number for the record, sir.
Michael Thomas Groves, 193862.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have four members present at the time. To my very far right, the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. So you hired an attorney, sir, and you can represent yourself today.
Represent myself.
Okay, just I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth, so help you God and do you so affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the term condition of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do in phase one is I'm going to read one allegation that's on the warrant, and after we're going to ask if it's true or false. Okay, allegation number one is violation of the Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 9430 North 9th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on about February 1st, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. If your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. Okay, based on the mission of Mr. Groves, I'm going to find him as delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in two ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Great.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, moved by Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment. But before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on line and I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
November 14th, 2017, Mr. Groves was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 2nd, 2018 by Phoenix PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 2nd, 2018. With an adjusted community supervision end date of May 13th, 2019, which reflects 90 abscond days. Current convictions, 2012, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2012, burglary first degree, 7 years. He has a prior conviction in 2005, burglary tools possession, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision in 2005. TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy with drugs, alcohol, and theft noted. He has other arrests, 1998, burglary, first degree, Arizona. Disposition unknown. 1998 theft, Arizona. Disposition unknown. There were two counts on that. 1999 burglary, third degree, Arizona. Juvenile detention. 1999 burglary, second degree, Arizona. Juvenile detention. 2000 resisting arrest, Arizona. Juvenile detention. 2001 threatening and intimidating, Arizona. Juvenile detention. This community risk score is a G7B7.
Thank you, Sheriff. So, Mr. Rhodes, we're going to go over your case supervision at this time. So, it looks like on November 14, 2017, you were released from ABC with approval of residential placement at TLC Halfway House. Your resident placement remains stable at TLC until September 1, 2018, at the time you moved from TLC facility to whereabouts unknown. You did not provide any other residential addresses to Westgate prior to your absconding. So when you left TLC, sir, where did you go?
I went to my cousin's house in Victoria.
Why didn't you call your PO and tell him about it, or ask him, or try to work something out?
Well, honestly, the truth of it is, my uncle died. I got high, got kicked out of the house for a couple of days. Instead of going back, just kept getting high. My PO tried to work me a few times, tried to call me, and I just never called him back. I just went on the road. I mean, it's my fault. I do what I do, and that guy. I mean, that's it. That's what happened. I mean, I just decided instead of trying to work with him like he was trying to work with me, with it, I just took off. And I just didn't call him and check in until I got arrested.
Okay, so when you left TLC, you also quit your job?
Actually, I quit my job about 2 weeks after that. So probably about the middle of February is when I actually quit.
All right, because according to the information we have, you the company told your CCO Butcher that you had last work for them on the 1st of February 2018. So, in some way, there's no reason to stop reporting work.
No, I stopped reporting on about February, I want to say 10th or 11th, because I had to go to a funeral, and I just never went back after that.
Okay. So, looking at your program, maybe you submitted 3 random urine tests on November 21st, December 15th, and January 12th, 2018, and they all came back negative, so you relapsed then around the beginning of February, you know?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members any questions for you at this time? No questions? Okay, sir, we're near the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. Before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat any information that you've already given us, okay?
Okay. The only thing I can tell you is I can still go back to Chelsea as a halfway house. I can still get my job back. Other than that, that's really all I gotta say. I mean, it's up to you guys to make the decision that you're gonna give me another chance or not. If you are, you will. If you're not, you're not. I hope you do, but I mean, other than that, it's really in your hands right now. I mean, so thank you.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing the case amongst ourselves. So we ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and you can hear everything we have to say. And when it's finished, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, we're now in discussion. Mr. Groves, starting out doing pretty well. You haven't had a little lengthy record. You have quite a few things that are juvenile, but seems to have had a period of totally behaving himself once he turned 18, pretty much. But when he got out, he decided it was time to fall. He fell pretty hard after about 3 months. left his residence, started getting high, didn't quit work, and did all that. But the big thing for me was the 90 days of scout time, which is where I don't look. So at this time, I don't see Mr. Rocha a good candidate for return to meeting supervision, but I want to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. No discussion? In that case, based on all information in number 2018W0503, Mr. Rhodes' testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I believe we go to meeting supervision of Mr. Rhodes as a blatant violator in terms of additional supervision and have actual without lapse in a criminal ways or company, specifically 90 days of scout time, what we don't know what he was doing, and a self-admission of drug abuse. That's my motion.
Second?
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Hines, agreed by Dr. Rice, and Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to be working for me in supervision at this time. I'm sure you heard the discussion. According to information we have, you will be released in about a less than a year, but hopefully in the meantime, you'll get back into some AA and NA program, and you'll get yourself straightened out so that when you get out, you won't relapse again, because that seems to be your downfall. Before you do that, you're working and behave yourself and get along with everybody at TLC, and then understand that there are condolences about your uncle. I understand how that can mess up your life, but hopefully by the time you're released, you won't have any of those situations come up, at least not initially, so you can behave and be a productive citizen. Yeah, okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
All right, well, good luck to you. This is when you're hearing, and can you please put the CO2 back on the phone?
Yep.